From the KTOO newsroom in Juneau, I'm Carter Barrett with this news. State lawmakers are scheduled to vote today on a capital budget that will include $20 million in oil and gas tax credits. It would also add money to assist municipalities and complete a school in Kivalina. Those are among the details released on the capital budget for the fiscal year that started at the beginning of July. Lawmakers plan to spend as little as one day in Juneau as they meet for their third special session this year. The legislature is scheduled to gavel in at 11 a.m. A conference committee plans to meet on the capital budget early in the afternoon, and both the Senate and the House can pass it later in the day. Associated General Contractors of Alaska Executive Director John McKinnon says it's important for the legislature to act.
All in all, I'm very pleased that we're going to get a capital budget. To have a year without a capital budget, we'll be foregoing, $1.3, $1.4 billion in federal funds.
McKinnon overstated its sum. It's actually $1.18 billion in federal funds. McKinnon's wife is Eagle River Republican State Senator Anna McKinnon. She's been negotiating the capital budget with Nome Democratic Representative Neil Foster. At less than $1.5 billion, it will be the smallest capital budget since 2000. In latest news, authorities say a Utah man killed his wife aboard a cruise ship, told an acquaintance who later walked into the blood-splattered cabin that he did it because she wouldn't stop laughing at him. A criminal complaint by FBI special agent says Kenneth Manzanares was found in the couple's room on the Emerald Princess Tuesday night with blood on his hands and clothes and blood spread throughout the cabin. The FBI says the woman, identified only as KM, had a severe head wound. Manzanares has been arrested. Court documents say a man entered the cabin and saw the woman on the floor covered in blood. Records say Manzanares grabbed his wife's body and dragged her to the balcony before the witness stopped him. The FBI is investigating because the death occurred in U.S. waters. A Twitter admonishment from President Donald Trump didn't faze Alaska's senior senator, who is one of two Republicans who opposed moving forward with legislation to replace Obamacare. Trump tweeted Wednesday that U.S. Senator Lisa Murkowski, quote, really let the Republicans in our country down yesterday, unquote. Murkowski said she's comfortable with her decision, and she said she told the president before the vote that her commitment was to Alaskans first. That doesn't mean Murkowski doesn't have critics in Alaska. Judge Elledge is the president of a GOP women's club. She says Murkowski is usually a sure vote for the Democrats. In the latest for the weather, in the rest of the day, areas of fog with numerous rain showers, visibility 1 mile or less at times, high around 60. Tonight, scattered rain showers, lows around 50. And showers are likely throughout the weekend. That's the latest from the KTOO newsroom. For more local and state news, go to ktoo.org. I'm Carter Barrett.